Reggae Uprising with your host, Denise.
Greetings, Reggae Uprising podcast family, and welcome to another episode. Now, if you are fresh and new to Reggae Uprising podcast, it is all about connecting people of the African diaspora through wisdom, overstanding, inspirational stories, all backed by a soundtrack of sweet reggae music. So each and every Wednesday, we feature a new guest who shares their wisdom, their journey, and their works alongside seven reggae selections. Now, Reggae Uprising's mission is to uplift the African diaspora through sharing our collective stories and uniting as one. Each guest that is featured always leaves their contact details, their information within the description, as well as within the episode, so that you can connect with them, maybe collaborate on some future projects, and maybe give some further insight or wisdom as to the works that they're doing and help them on their own journey as well. So as well as brothers and sisters featuring regularly on the show, we also do special series here at Reggae Uprising Podcast. So we have special editions, special series that might focus on a specific topic that's going on in the world at the time, or maybe something that you as the listener has asked for us to focus on, or maybe we just want to honour a certain brother and sister within the Reggae Uprising Podcast. So the latter is what is true of Reggae Uprising Podcast right now, because we are doing a very special series. But before I get into that and talk about that, in case you missed last week's episode, I want you to make sure, if you haven't already subscribed to Reggae Uprising Podcast, that you do so now wherever you are listening. Alternatively, you can always connect with me via danielle.co.uk. So that's danielle.co.uk. The link is also in the description. There you can also find out more about my original works, because as well as being the host of Reggae Uprising Podcast, I am also a songwriter, an entrepreneur of natural companies, a festival host, and a host of other venues as well, I might add, but also a marketing consultant as well. So if you would like to connect with me about a future feature on this show, or maybe a collaboration on a specific project, or to book my musical show, please get in touch via danielle.co.uk. So that's danielle.co.uk. And if you just click on the contact page there, you can connect with me. All of my social media is there as well on the homepage. You can find it right at the top in the top banner. But the best way to connect with me is the contact page on danielle.co.uk. Now, in case you are fresh and new to Reggae Uprising Podcast and you even missed last week's episode, all focused on our special series, we did promise this and we always deliver at Reggae Uprising Podcast. So this series is dedicated to honouring His Imperial Majesty, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the conquering Lion of Judah, Emperor Haile Selassie. With each episode in this series, we will focus on a different aspect relating to His Imperial Majesty, from the foundation of the motherland to his lineage, life, and works. Each episode will be accompanied by the high vibrations of brothers and sisters, which will serve as the soundtrack to these works. So as not to disrupt the flow of the episode, I will not be naming the titles of each works as I usually do, but all of the musical works featured in this series, as well as the sources of the information featured, can be found in the description of this episode. They have been promoted in these works as a source of upliftment, education, and empowerment. Already in this series, we have laid the foundations of these works by focusing on Ethiopia and its bountiful natural beauties, sacred sites, as well as the dynasty of kings leading to him fulfilling his life's prophecy. As we move forward, we will explore just a few aspects of his legendary life. This episode focuses on his early life, family, rise to the throne, works pre-coronation and the reasoning behind why this episode is entitled Prophecy. Oh, 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 when I rise early this morning, I see love in front of me. You're walking when I rise early this morning. I feel Jah inside of me. You're walking, it no take nothing at all. Feel the King, him bless me in a what me doing. It no take nothing at all. Feel the King, Selassie I the King of all kings. It no take nothing at all. Feel the King, him bless me in a what me doing. It no take nothing at all. Feel the King, Selassie I the King of all kings. What it takes a man to gain the world and lose his soul. Prophecy,
prophecy,
it have to fulfill. Judge a work of the unfold. To the young and the old, the blind and the dumb, to the hype and the meek, the weak and the strong. Keep judge your tongues and just
carry on.
When I rise early this morning, I see love, love in front of me. You're walking when I rise early this morning. I feel joy inside of me. You're walking. Rise with me princess, me have to give praise. My two little kids and boy love me arise. Jah bless mama, and bless papa, and bless all me bad-minded neighbor. Oh, I just like to see my people live on. A fool with the King, with righteousness. Cause it don't take nothing at all. Fear the King, him bless me in a what me doing. It not take nothing at all. Fear the King, Selassie I the King of all kings. It not take nothing at all. Fear the King, him bless me in a what me doing. It not take nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Yo, you could have black or white, me say purple or blue. Love is for me and me say love is for you. Ask the wicked man, see a where him a go do. When him buck up in a fee him Waterloo. Height them a height, say them couldn't catch a flu. When me pass through them a wonder a who. Tell wicked man, say him a go get boo. Fire, 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 burn them. When I rise early this morning, I see love in front of me. You're walking when I rise early this morning. I feel Jah inside of me. You're walking when I rise.
Ras Tafari McConnon was born on the 23rd of July, 1892, just outside of the city of Harara in Injerza, Goro Province, Ethiopia, to father Ras McConnon Walde Mikel of Showa, governor of Harara, and mother Yeshimabeth Ali of Wollo. Tafari had Tigre, Oromo, and Amhara ancestry. His grandfather, Walde Mikel, was from Tigray. His royal lineage was that of his father, who was Emperor Menelik's cousin and also the grandson of Negus Shale Selassie of Showa. His father was the governor of Harara, relative of Emperor Menelik II, general in the 1896 Battle of Adowa. Tafari was the youngest of 10 children, but unfortunately the other 9 siblings were either stillborn or died at a young age. His mother, Yeshimabet, died while Tafari was very young.
Protect me from all of the negatives against me. When the enemies come to eat my flesh, they're gonna stumble and fall, so I never feel like yet. And when them come, and now them tens and thousands, they fall one by one, and I'm still standing strong. Guess why? Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things, so we no fear. Jaja run things, we nice, keep us safe in a perilous time, boy. Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things everywhere. He keep the fire night forever. Oh oh, Jaja. My pay my bills, my pay my rent, my pay my fines. Pay attention, so no waste my time. I pay the toll, for use the road when me drive. Still me no be a bad mind, no mind. See them a plot and them a scheme and them a try. Them want me stop, them want me anchor I and I. But them could I never conquer I and I. When the enemies come to eat my flesh, they gonna stumble and fall, I never feel like it. They come, and now them tens and thousands, they cease one by one. They can't hurt Jaja's son. Oh, listen up. Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things, so we no fear. Jaja run things, we nice, keep by firm in our rough times. Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things everywhere. He keep a fire night forever. Listen now. Whole heap a struggle in this concrete jungle. Them a wild animal, I will come for you in a hurry. Can't trust your right and your left and a trouble. So me not go fret now, me not go worry. Whole heap a test there out there to break you. More time the light at the tunnel look a blurry. Still me not go crash car, me not go do it. Can't steam a rice now, me can't find a curry. Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things, we no fear. Jaja run things, me nice, keep eyes smiling every time, boy. Jaja run things, you're here. Jaja run things everywhere. He keep a fire night forever. Sure, cause Jaja night, sure. Be with thy, oh, say a night. Cause it no easy, quiet day and night, cha-cha. All of the negatives against me.
Following the transition of his mother, 2 years after his birth, his uncle and aunt played a major role in raising him, as his father was often occupied with the business of running a city. However, his father made sure that his son was well educated at a traditional Orthodox school. Learning Ge'ez, religious traditions, and also taught French by a Catholic mission. From an early age and throughout his life, his devotion to teachings of the Holy Bible were always the driving force behind his mission. Here are a collection of quotes expressing his devotion. All through my youth, I have been taught to appreciate the Bible, and my love for it increases with the passage of time. All through my difficulties, I have found the Bible a cause for infinite comfort. I know I am saved. Not by anything that is of character or work of the human heart, but by the blood of Jesus alone. Today, man sees all his hopes and aspirations crumble before him. He is perplexed and knows not where he is drifting. but he must realize that the Bible is his refuge and the rallying point of all humanity. In it, man will find the solution for his present difficulties and guidance for his future action. And unless he accepts with clear conscience the Bible and its great message, he cannot hope for salvation. For my part, I glory in the Bible. The love shown in Christ by our God to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christ to do all in our power to see that the message of salvation is carried to those of our followers for whom Christ, our Saviour, has sacrificed but have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. Therefore, oh, Christians, let us arise with the spiritual zeal and earnestness which characterized the apostles and early Christians. Let us labor to lead our brothers and sisters to our Lord and Savior Jesus, who only can give life in its fullest sense.
It's so good. Praise the Most High God every day. With your whole heart desire,
lift him high, holy, 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 yeah.
Holy Mount Zion, would you listen?
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Make me down to lie in pastor's green, now leadeth me the quiet waters by.
My soul hath restored again, and me to walk thou make within the path of righteousness, even for his name's sake.
Yet though I walk in death's dark vale, it will I fear no ill. Thy rod and staff, they are with me, they surely comfort thee.
My table, Lord, has furnished in the presence of my foes. My head, Lord, hath anointed with oil. My cup, it overflows.
Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me.
Follow me.
And in just hopes for I am more, my dwelling place must be.
Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me. And in Jehovah's forevermore, my dwelling place shall be.
All my life shall surely follow me, and in Jehovah's forevermore, my dwelling place must be.
My soul now hath restored again, and me to walk those ways.
within the power of right, justness, even for his name's sake.
Yet though I walk through the dark gate, yet will I fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they surely comfort me.
My table though hath furnished in the presence of my foes, my head though hath anointed with oil, my cup it overflows.
Tafari's father was extremely influential in his youth. Under his father's guidance, Harare became the second most important city in the Ethiopian Empire following Addis Ababa. He also had a telephone line and a printing press brought to Harare and advocated for the rail line that was built to connect Addis Ababa with Djibouti. Ras Makonnen also travelled to Europe in late 19th century. Throughout Tafari's reign as emperor, he held true to his father's ideals and continued the Western-style modernization he experienced growing up in Harare. At the age of 13, Tafari was made a desimach by his father and given governorship of a nearby town. Unfortunately, at the age of 14, Tafari's father fell ill and passed away. This resulted in his half-brother becoming governor of Harare whilst Tafari moved to Addis Ababa to live with Emperor Menelik, where he attended the emperor's palace school and met Li Eashu. Before he passed away, Tafari's father asked the emperor to look after his son. Emperor Menelik was true to his word and assigned Tafari the title of titular governor of the small regions. In 1907, he was sent to govern Sidimo, and by 1910, at the age of 17, he became the governor of Harare, the position before held by his father and half-brother. At the age of 18, he married Li Iyasu's niece, Menen Asfar. Their marriage of over 50 years produced 6 children: Tenaji Wo, Asfa Wosen, Zenabi Wo, Tiese Makonnen, and Shale Selassie.
I love you.
Ooh, yeah.
Cause when a man love a woman and a woman love a man, a judge a blessing.
When I love you and you love me, a judge a blessing.
Cause when a boy love a girl and a girl love a boy, a judge a blessing. It's my life priority. Just bless me with your smile. I love your simplicity. I'm dreaming of tomorrow for me and you. I'll make you my reality, girl.
I will be the woman to satisfy your need. You can count on me though thick and thin, supporting you through everything.
Cause when a man love a woman and a woman love a man, a judge a blessing.
Oh,
boy, a judge and blessed.
Like I love you and you love me, a judge and blessed.
Well, some of them are trying to confuse your mind, but I am an angle, not always a shine. Trust my heart, I'm for sure you'll be mine. Look up to the sky, that a sign.
Well, oh, then, but that is just a waste of time. Them so can break down love divine.
A judge a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Like I love you and you love me, blessing.
Cause when a boy love a girl and a girl love a boy, a judge a blessing. Loving you is like loving Jah the Almighty. I will love you, baby, until the eternity. Eternal, just let your spirit free. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And loving you is like making love for the very first time. My heart's racing, my blood is pumping, and I just can't get enough.
Cause when a man love a woman and a woman love a man, a judge a blessing.
With the transition of Emperor Menelik II in 1913, the emperor's grandson, Li Yasu, was appointed emperor. However, Li Yasu maintained his connection to Islam, which didn't gain him favor with Ethiopia's majority Christian population. This put Tafari in prime position, which he played to his advantage in 1916 when he took power from Li Yasu and imprisoned him for life. In 1917, Menelik II's daughter, Zaudetu, became empress, and Tafari was named regent and heir apparent to the throne. As regent, Ras Tafari Makonnen ended slavery in 1923 and created a school for newly freed slaves in the capital, Addis Ababa.
Our feet. cause there's no change in sight. I see a big, big street where all ends meet. It must be Freedom Street. Oh Lord, Freedom Street. Everybody knows we gotta walk, we gotta walk. Walk, walk, walk. Now Freedom Street.
These works secured Ethiopia's admission to the League of Nations in 1923. Tafari's progressive plans became a symbol of inspiration for Ethiopia's younger population. On his mission to modernize Ethiopia, he traveled extensively, seeking new strategies and raising Ethiopia's profile on the world stage as the only independent monarchy on the African continent. All that was standing in the way of Tafari's mission for change in Ethiopia came in the form of Hapta Gorgias and the archbishop, who died within a few months of each other. On hearing the news of their transition, Tafari quickly moved his men into the Gorgias' territory and freed the slaves of that province. The last person standing was a woman. And not just any woman, Empress Zaudetu.
Yeah.
Empress Zaudetu was fully aware of Tafari's increasing power and influence, so plotted against him by way of stirring up dissent among the imperial guard. Tafari's patience was his virtue and his victory, as this is how he won the respect of the guard and put an end to Empress Zaudetu's plans for revolt. His strategy was so successful that in 1928, Ras Tafari was made a Negus with the title of king and ascended to the throne of Showa. Empress Zaudetu's position of power diminished to the point of only being viewed as a figurehead, leaving the true power in the hands of the now king, Ras Tafari Makonnen. King Tafari's next move was to improve Ethiopia's roads, but he needed greater funds to achieve this, so signed a trade agreement with Italy. In the meantime, Empress Zaudetu had not given up her fight. She made one more attempt to remove Tafari Makonnen from power. In 1930, it came in the form of the Italian-backed Ras Gugsa. The plan was for him to ride to Addis Ababa with 35,000 men to depose King Tafari. This final fight ended in vain, as King Tafari attacked the army from the air, forcing the rebel army to retreat, and Empress Zaudetu's advocate, Ras Gugsa, being killed in action. With the transition of Empress Zaudetu, King Ras Tafari Makonnen assumed the name of Haile Selassie, known as Might of the Trinity, and his full title, Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So, with all of this said, I suppose you are wondering why this episode is called Prophecy. So, the reasoning for this comes in the form of Marcus Garvey and the Bible. Integral to Marcus Garvey's mission was his concept of Ethiopianism, which was welcomed by Jamaican brothers and sisters throughout the early 1900s. Ethiopianism, to him, encompassed a Back to Africa movement, calling brothers and sisters home to the motherland. Before he left Jamaica to spread his message to the US in 1920, he left his brothers and sisters in Jamaica with these famous words: "Look to Africa for the crowning of a black king. He shall be the Redeemer." Marcus Garvey's prophecy was to be fulfilled with the crowning of His Imperial Majesty. Marcus Garvey's prophecy, combined with various Bible prophecies, including Revelations, "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Now combine this with the fact that Haile Selassie literally means power of the Holy Trinity, solidified the fact to not only brothers and sisters in Jamaica, but also worldwide, that Emperor Haile Selassie's coronation was his divine destiny. There are so many lessons to be learned from His Imperial Majesty's early life that is detailed here, and that which is waiting for you to discover. His use of strategy and patience combined with determination are attributes we should all use to streamline our own works. Our divine purpose is unique to all of us, with no one being able to truly dictate what it is or who you are. Whether prophesied or not, walking towards it is our sole purpose in our lifetime. I hope this episode inspires you to think on your own journey. Take time to reflect on where you've come from, where you've been, what your experiences have taught you, and your strategy in ensuring your divinity is fulfilled.
The first, the King of Kings, he is the conquering lion. King Haile Selassie the first, all praises be to his majesty. King Haile Selassie the first, the wonderful counselor is the Prince of Peace. King Haile Selassie the first, the Rastaman Jordan, him still Jordan, his own divine majesty still live on. Me tell you, be meek and joy will come in the man. In a Jah army, Jah a chief in a command. No one who was beyond or beneath the earth was worthy. Rastafari govern Harar from the age of 13. Then crown him king of kings in 1930. 72 nation witnessed this energy. And who is he who sits up in among Zion? King Haile Selassie the first, the King of Kings, he is the conquering lion. Yeah, King Haile Selassie the first, all praises be to his majesty. Yeah, King Haile Selassie the first, the wonderful counselor is the Prince of Peace. Yeah, King Haile Selassie the first, red, ear as pure as wool, garments dipped in blood. God in a flesh, the same one myself will cause the flood. There will be no sub, the throne could not be touched. Greater David, greater son, line of Solomon, Queen Omega at his side, true divinity. Man, woman and child, power of the Trinity. Emperor Selassie I could never die. Yeah, yeah. Who is he who sits up in among Zion? The conquering lion, King Haile Selassie the first. All praises be his own divine majesty. King Haile Selassie the first. The wonderful counselor is the Prince of Peace. King Haile Selassie the first. It's a long road, long road. Rastafari carry a ton load. Not take the wrong road, it's been a long way. Long way, but all I know is one way. Yeah, yeah. Haile Selassie, he's the ancient monarchy. Call him Haile Selassie, a protector of the universe and humanity. Who is he who sits up in the Mount Zion? King Haile Selassie first, the King of Kings, he is the conquering lion. All praises be to his majesty, King Haile Selassie the first. The wonderful counselor is the Prince of Peace. King Haile Selassie the first.
They will make mention of Babylon to them that know I and I. Yeah!